The insanity plea is a defense in a criminal trial arguing that the defendant is not responsible for a crime he or she committed due to mental illness. If successfully argued, the defendant is usually acquitted from punishment and often instead is sentenced to a psychiatric ward. The case where the defendant is fully absolved is called not guilty by reason of insanity, or NGRI for short. When the defendant is sentenced to a ward, this case is called guilty but insane or mentally ill. In United States courtrooms, the insanity plea is rarely seen. When it is, however, only about 9 out of 1,000 cases are deemed NGRI, according to the Psychology Encyclopedia. And according to one study from the University of Connecticut, there is an, quote, inverse relationship between the frequency of use and the likelihood of success across different states. So, the statistics show that it's pretty difficult to successfully plead insanity. But what makes a successful case? To answer that, let's take a look at the first case that helped establish the insanity defense. In the 1840s, a man named Freeman was wrongly convicted of stealing a horse. While he protested and insisted his innocence in prison, a guard beat him on the head with a piece of lumber. After the injury, many noted that he was less emotional, more slow-witted, and had trouble speaking. Later, when he had been released from jail, a wealthy farmer and his family were murdered, and Freeman was identified as the perpetrator by a victim. When the case went to trial, Freeman's lawyer had a litany of doctors testify about his mental state. He also pointed out that there was a history of insanity in Freeman's family. Despite this, the jury still ruled guilty. Freeman was sent to prison. A year after, Freeman died in the cell. His case was appealed to the Supreme Court, who moved to reverse the decision upon realization of two facts. One, that the jury, quote, was defective and did not directly find anything, end quote. And two, that Freeman suffered from serious brain deterioration, which caused serious impairments in his behavior. This court case is one of the first instances of a successful insanity plea, and it is a great example of when it should be used. The human brain is very fragile, and when it is damaged, that causes one to act differently than one normally would.